Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. The time of 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central Time. We're doing hourly updates on Hurricane Zeta with the latest information. Here is the latest wind now, 105 miles an hour, so 5 miles stronger than our last briefing an hour ago. North-northeast movement, 20 miles an hour, pressure down to 973, and a measurement using the radar, 85 miles southwest of Grand Isle, Louisiana. So let's check out the radar, begin there. You see the eye. I mean, you can't miss it right here. You can see that eye, just the most potent part of where we're going to see these winds, right in that eye wall. The northern part, and you can see the eastern part, showing some of those yellows, the bright reflectivity in there, indicating, you know, some of the stronger storms and some of the strong winds. That right there, as we approach the Louisiana coastline, will be damaging winds, right in that center, right in that core, moving into southeast Louisiana, and eventually even to coastal Mississippi, the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and onward, just damaging winds associated with this storm. You can see some of these tropical rains setting up, and really this has been here for quite a long time, over the Florida Panhandle and also around Mobile, the Alabama coast here. It's those areas. You really draw the quadrant here. It's that right front quadrant. You see 90% of your tornadoes in that area. So waterspouts, tornadoes possible in those areas. So not just in the center, well away from the center as well. This was the latest advisory that we put out. A couple things to notice here, getting close to the coastline as we were talking about, but the hurricane warning, and look over for the Mississippi coast, southeast Louisiana. This is including Gulfport, Ocean Springs, includes Biloxi, includes Slidell, includes New Orleans, Covington, Mandeville, all these cities, LaPlace, any one of those areas could see those hurricane force winds. And that's just, you gotta be ready for that. That's down trees. That's, you start looking at down trees, power lines, and power outages. Just gotta be very ready for that. Now moving fast, a couple things. Large area, 150 miles out, you see those tropical storm force winds, 35 miles or so, the hurricane force winds. So it's not just that center, but look how fast. So you think about it, by tomorrow morning, Tennessee, North Carolina, this thing's racing off toward the northeast with time. But in the meantime, tropical storm force, hurricane force winds, trees down, Mississippi, Alabama, of course, Louisiana, where the landfall is, over to Georgia. You can see those tropical storm force winds, very dangerous situation, dangerous travel in any of these areas over the next 24 hours, 36 hours. Storm surge, life-threatening storm surge associated with this hurricane. Some of the values, Port Fouchon, 5 to 8 foot of storm surge, just dangerous. 5 to 7 from the mouth of the river up to the mouth of the Pearl River, Mississippi to the Pearl River. But look at this. I mean, you look from Dauphin Island, Alabama, over to the mouth of the Pearl River, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. That's water getting to the Back Bay of Biloxi, St. Louis Bay. Just water just filters in there, including the barrier islands. And look at Mobile Bay, 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. So definitely a dangerous situation with the storm surge. Please heed those evacuation orders. And also, rainfall, gonna be a lot of rain, 2 to 4 inches of rain, not just on the coast, but look at this widespread area associated with a frontal boundary, tropical moisture, could be some localized flooding in a whole lot of different places. So that's the latest update on Hurricane Zeta from right here at the National Hurricane Center.